We finish off our bracha with a fascinating line of V'ne'eman atah l'achi es meisim, and you are faithful to resurrect the dead. And the Medrash brings a pasuk, the verse in Eicha that says, Chadashim rivkarem rabbi menasecha, they are new every morning, great is your faith. On that says Rav Shimon bar Abba, from the fact that you give us life again every single morning, we know that you're good for your word, and you'll ultimately resurrect the dead. Meaning we see that God's good for his word. Every single morning, explains the Rokeach, every single morning we experience a form of Tchias HaMesim, of resurrection. Why? What happens every night? We're exhausted at the end of the day. Sleep, says the Gemara, is a 60th of death. We lie down, we're completely, completely exhausted. We go through this process called sleep and we're renewed, refreshed every morning. And actually, when we wake up in the morning, we make a bracha of Elikai, Neshama. And we finish off, HaMachazir Neshama Estivgara Mesim, who restores the souls to dead corpses. Because we do experience a form of death every single night because our souls go up to heaven. So from that, we can see what Tchias HaMesim will look like. That you take this this dead body and it comes back to life again. Perhaps the message here is can be understood in a few different levels. Number one, because Tchias HaMesim is something that is so far beyond us, because it seems to go against all the laws of nature, we have to reinforce our belief in it. It's the 13th of the principles of faith. And we express our trust in Hashem. Now, how are we meant to express our trust in Hashem with something we've never experienced, we've never seen the resurrection of the dead? So we point to a time or to an experience where we have just one little aspect of it. The fact that we're absolutely exhausted and our body is going to sleep mode, and we are physically dead at night, and we get up in the morning all fresh and resurrected. Meaning we use what we can in this world to try and understand and to reinforce our emunah, that Hashem will ultimately, at the end of days, bring the dead back to life. Something else is why do we have to have this thing called sleep? Why can't we just much more effective and efficient just be able to go 24/7? Why do we need sleep? Why do we need to be tired? Maybe it's specifically so we'll understand that we are mortal. You know, when we're full of strength and we're full of energy, we think we're invincible. Fact of the matter is, no human being is invincible. No human being can go without sleep. And therefore, we get a taste of our own mortality. Because no matter how strong you are, no matter how fit you are, no matter how powerful you are, you do one sleepless night, you do two sleepless nights, you're dysfunctional. Tomorrow says you can't go for more than 3 days without sleeping, that's for sure. So we get a taste of our own mortality. And therefore, we're able to experience just one aspect of the resurrection. So that we can reinforce that emunah. We can remember that we're mortal. We can realize that Hashem ultimately is the one that gives us life.